It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Dawson Boyd High School for a Camden Conference volleyball match between the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks and the visiting Clockapaw Valley Eagles. This is always a fun rival. The girls usually know each other very well because they co-op in other sports, and we always get a nice crowd when Dawson Boyd and Clockapaw Valley play each other in any sport. Both teams are out on the floor, warming up here, just a few minutes away from the opening serve between the Eagles and the Blackjacks. Dawson Boyd, let's take a look at their record. The Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, they have four wins and 19 losses. They snapped about a 12-game losing streak against Benson in Benson's tournament on the weekend of a few weekends ago. And then they they picked up a win over Springfield and the Marshall Winthrop in the Marshall tournament too. So the Eagles trying to pick up their first conference win tonight against Clockapaw Valley. Clockapaw Valley above 500. They're 11-9. 11 wins, 9 losses. We're on a pretty good win streak. They won 7 of their 9 games they played until they went on a 3-game losing streak over the weekend at the Jimmy John's tournament in Marshall, when they lost the number one ranked RTR, Central Minnesota Christian in Lakeview. They did beat Herman Norcross last night up in Wheaton on the Monday night. They swept Wheaton, Herman Norcross 3-0. There's only two regular, listen to this, there's only two regular season matches left in volleyball, and then we start section play. How about that? The Eagles, after tonight, they'll play next Tuesday at home against Central Minnesota Christian. That will be their last regular season volleyball match. And Dawson Boyd, Blackjacks, they will play at Central Minnesota Christian this Friday. And then they finish up at home next Tuesday against the Ortonville Trojans, and you'll hear that volleyball match right here on Q92 with the Ortonville Trojans. All right, let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. I should mention that the Blackjacks it's senior night here in Dawson Boyd tonight. They're going to recognize a big group of seniors. I think there's 8 of them that they're going to recognize. They have a little flyer as came in with the program of the 8 seniors, and we'll be talking about them throughout the volleyball match as well. All right, here's the starting lineups. First, for the visiting Clockapaw Valley Eagles, as I mentioned, with the record of 11 wins and 9 losses. Your starting lineups brought to you by Tony Orata, your State Farm Insurance agent, with offices in Cambion and Madison. For the Eagles, an 8th grader, been starting all season, doing a fantastic job setting as an 8th grader, Maya Sawatsky. Number 4, Brandy Meyer, a senior, outside hitter, a middle hitter, 6-foot senior, Jalen Lee. Number 8, Abby Amlin, a setter, 5'11 junior. The libero player is Mikey Ann Elias. She's 5'3 and a senior. Number 12, Callie Kahn. Callie's a middle hitter, 5'11 and a junior. And number 13, Samara Seppinen. Samara is a 5'6 senior setter and right side hitter. And the Eagles are coached by Brooklyn Gould head coach Tyler Mortensen, Molly Hennin, and Janelle Boyum. For the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks tonight, number 2, Natalia Ritter, actually Coach Haley Gritmacher, is starting all seniors tonight on senior night. So they're all seniors. Natalia Ritter, defensive specialist. Addie Tufto, middle blocker. Reese Johnson. Reese is an outside hitter. Bailey Boffin, a setter. Carmen Broers, outside hitter. Lindsay Lund, a defensive specialist. And Madeline Wente, a middle blocker. Those are your State Farm Insurance starting for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. And they are coached by head coach Haley Prune, assisted by Amber Moan. The Eagles, Carolyn Dahl, and head coach Haley Gritmacher and Amber Omlin. Sorry, Amber, that was your maiden name. Amber Omlin. Amber's married now. She's one of the assistant coaches for the Blackjacks. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineup for both teams tonight. Let's take a look at the schedule in the Camden Conference tonight as we're winding down the regular season. Sixth-ranked Canby Lancers are hosting Tracy Milroy Ballaton tonight. The Lancers have done very well. They have a record of 15-5. Lakeview Lakers are hosting Renville County West. And McRae, ranked 7th in Class A, an outstanding team the Wolverines have this year, led by Brielle Jansen. They're in Prinsburg. This ought to be a good match tonight to follow. McRae at Prinsburg taking on Central Minnesota Christian. And 5th-ranked Minnesota Vikings. They played last night up in Ricori is a 3A team and ranked 10th in 3A. And Minnesota up there, and they lost 3-0. But the Vikings are ranked 5th in Class A. And they're on the road tonight to Granite Falls to take on Yellow Medicine East. And KMS is at Ortonville. West Central area, Montevideo is at West Central area. They're ranked 8th. West Central area is. And the other West Central game, Sauk Center, is hosting Benson. Those are your volleyball matches tonight in our Q92 listening area. Glad you're with us on Q92. Should be a good matchup tonight between the Blackjacks and the Eagles. And should mention C-Squad. The Eagles have the Blackjacks number tonight. C-Squad, Lockpole swept Dawson Boyd in C-Squad. And B-Squad, Coach Molly Hennin. B-Squad team of the Eagles swept Dawson Boyd 3-0. They won the third set 15-3. Good crowd on hand, as I mentioned, between the Blackjacks and the Eagles. That wraps up our Subway pregame show. And we'll take a couple-minute break as they play the national anthem. And we'll be back with the first serve between La Caparo Valley and Dawson Boyd in volleyball right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Madison and Dawson Dairy, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
All right, welcome back to Dawson Boyd, everyone. Senior night here tonight in Dawson. Really nice gesture by Dawson Boyd's head coach, Haley Gritmacher. She just took the microphone and recognized the Lacapaugh Valley seniors. They're out on the floor waiting for the public address announcer to announce the starters. So senior night here, and Coach Gritmacher introduced the Lacapaugh seniors. That was nice, and they gave him a little gift and everything. And Dawson Boyd seniors will be get recognized here in a little bit. So maybe a little delay on the start of the volleyball match here between Dawson Boyd and Lacapaugh Valley. But let's go through those seniors as we got some time here. Number seven, Bailey Bothan. Parents are Corey and Brooke Bothan. Bailey's an outstanding setter. Number nine, Carmen Broers. Parents Jason and Aaliyah. Jason and Aaliyah Tufts and Will Broers is an outside hitter. Reese Johnson. Reese is number six. Her parents are Josh and Sarah Johnson. Reese is a middle blocker. Lindsay Lund, number 11. Darren and Lisa Lund are her parents. Lindsay's an outside hitter. Emma Peterson. Her parents are Mike and Tracy Peterson. And Emma Peterson is the manager of the Blackjacks. And Natalia Ritter, number two. Her parents are Craig and Melissa Ritter. She's a defensive specialist and a libero. Addie Tufto, number three. Parents Steve and Kelly Tufto. Addie's a middle blocker. Madeline Wente. Parents Mike and Kelly Wente. Madeline's a right side hitter. And those are your eight seniors that are recognized tonight. The parents are out there on the gym floor with balloons and gift bags for their daughters. And all decked out in their Blackjack apparel. And I think they're going to recognize them. Haley had told me they're going to recognize the seniors after the match, but it looks like they're going to do something here before the match. And, yep, there's the seniors being recognized right now. So, as I mentioned, we'll get the match going here a little bit. You got to give credit to these seniors on both sides. I know a few of them pretty well, and they have really put a lot of time into the sport of volleyball in their career. A lot of summer volleyball, a lot of weight room stuff. You're committed. You're committed to the volleyball program in Lacapaugh Valley. And it's not easy sometimes. And good job by these seniors on both teams. All right. As I mentioned, the Blackjacks kind of having a tough season. 4 wins, 19 losses. Lacapaugh Valley, they're 11-9. The Eagles have played well in tournament at time. Yep, that's, they just mentioned that they're going to do a little more senior recognition after the volleyball match is over. The senior girls for Dawson Boyd put in their balloons. There's a lot of balloons out there. Holy cow. A lot of balloons and gift bags. They're putting them away by the stands below me here. And we'll get started here in a little bit. Actually, right now, the teams are on the floor. Student body sections, they're here in big numbers tonight. La Caparo Valley down below me here. And Dawson Boyd students there across the way. And we are set to play some volleyball. Glad you're with us on Q92 tonight. Paul Ramo here in Dawson. Thursday night, we got football, folks. Football, that's right, Thursday night. I didn't misspeak there. It's Thursday night, not Friday night. And I'll be at La Caparo Valley as the Eagles host the two-time defending state champions, Minnesota Vikings, currently 5-0 and ranked number one in Class A. That's Thursday night. Tonight, we have volleyball, and here's your first serve by Maya Sawatsky, and it's out. Maya hit it too long, and it's out of bounds. Point Dawson Boyd. Should mention it was chili night tonight. They're serving chili here for a fundraiser. Dawson Lindsay Lund serves it. It's an ace serve for the senior Lindsay Lund. 2-0 Blackjacks. Well, they got a big picture of Lindsay swinging a golf club. Of course, she's a Class A individual champion. Another ace serve for Lindsay Lund. Eagles having a tough time taking Lindsay's serves here. 3-0 Dawson Boyd. Serve goes into Elias. Pushing it over is number 8, Amlin. She played really good last night. There's the Eagles' first point. Hit out of bounds there on the return by Reese Johnson, I believe. 3-1 Dawson Boyd. Akbar played last night. They had to travel all the way up to Wheaton, and they beat the Warriors 3-0 in convincing fashion. Serving is Peyton. Peyton sacks. Dawson Boyd returns it. Here's a set by Sawatsky. Jalen Lee with the kill. Maya Sawatsky with a nice set there to Jalen Lee. Jalen had her 500th kill in her career the other night. Peyton Sachs just served her ball long, out of bounds, too long, 4-2. Dawson Boyd, listen to the students. They are making noise. Addie Tufto with the serve, out of bounds. Couple service error there. Point for the other team. 4-3. 1-point lead for Dawson Boyd. And senior Jalen Lee with the ball. Tight serve in the back row. They serve it up, and Johnson hits it over the net. Sawatsky is set to Brandy Myers. She fanned on it. Point Dawson Boyd, 5-3. You know, as I mentioned in the Subway pregame show, both teams, these girls know each other. And they know each other well because they're probably on the track team or co-op. And they want to win tonight. And they want to brag about it. Bailey Boffin just served the ball out of bounds. 5-4 is Samara Suppanen serving. Nice serve by Samara. Up to the net. Reese Johnson gets it over. Elias passes the ball up, hit over by Brandy Meyer. Or no, that's Abby. Wait a minute, number 12, that's Callie Kahn. Callie Kahn with the point. And we're tied 5-5. Nice crowd here tonight in Dawson. And Seppinen serves, and the Blackjacks were not in the correct rotation or where they're supposed to be on the floor, so that's a point for Dawson, or for La Caparo Valley. And Samara ready to serve again. There's a serve. High serve goes in the back on to Lindsay. Up to Boffin. The hit there by Johnson. Dug up nicely by Lee. Brandy Meyer throws it over. Back to the Dawson Boyd side. And that's Madeline Wente. Wente gets the ball over on the third hit. And there's a big hit by Brandy Meyer. Holy smokes, did she hit that ball. If I was on the other side, I would be getting out of the way. And the Eagles have taken the lead, 7-5. Eagles serve into Lindsay. Up to Reese. Here's Lindsay in the middle of the floor, gets it over. Seppinen. Up to Callie Kahn, does it again. I think that was a nice set by Sawatsky. We're in set one. Acapulco Valley leading Dawson Boyd 8-5. Coming in for Dawson Boyd is number 5, Claire Stratmon. She's just a ninth grader. She's in the back row. Seppinen serves into Lindsay. Lund passes up to Bailey Boffin. Here's Reese Johnson with a big hit and a big kill for number 6, Reese Johnson. 8-6. Reese will serve. She's really gotten tall. Seppinen passes it up to Sawatsky. Kahn gets it over. That was Hamlin. No, that was Callie Kahn. Ooh, and then Lindsay fanned on it and hit it in the net for Blackjack. Eagles lead 9-6. Had some chili tonight. Good chili. Brandy Meyer serves into Lindsay Lund. Passes up to the net. Getting it over to Claire Stratmon, and it goes out of bounds. Good decision there by Jalen Lee in the corner. You got to make them instant decisions in volleyball. Should I play it? Should I leave it go? And that time it went out. Good decision. It was a hard one. 10-6, Eagles. Sawatsky sets up Hamlin all the way across, and Abby gets the point. Boy, I tell you what, to watch an eighth grader set like Maya Sawatsky does, it's amazing. For as young as she is. Timeout by head coach Haley Grittmacher. It's 11-6. Acapulco Valley will take a break and be back with more volleyball from Dawson Boyd High School right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste to be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Sports brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Arctic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089 with Dr. Clint Bond. Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul. And by United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building, downtown Madison. Stop by, visit with agent Chris Brogdon about insurance for your life, health, home, farm, business, and more. That's the United Prairie Agency, Madison.
Paul Ramo back here in Dawson. Off the timeout. Brandy Meyer had a service there. And the Eagles lead 11-7. Oh, Madeline Wente with a monster ace serve there for Dawson Boyd. The senior, Madeline Wente, 11-8 Eagles lead here in set one. Wente serves hard and it goes into the net. We've had probably three or four service errors by each team here so far early in the set. And now serving is Mikey Ann Elias, senior. And Mikey Ann throws it high over the net. It goes. And Reese Johnson, Bailey Boffin tried to play it off the net and could not. Good effort, though, by number 7, Bailey Boffin. 13-8, Acapulco Valley. Elias will serve again. She's the libero player for the Eagles, wearing the red jersey. Her teammates are wearing the black jerseys. Oh, a nice serve by number 9, Mikey Ann Elias. What a serve there. Kind of a soft serve in the middle of the court, and none of the Blackjacks went after it. 14-8. That time she puts it deep in the back row. Reese Johnson up to Boffin. And a big drive there by Tufto. And it's blocked out of bounds. Point Eagles, 15-8. And Coach Haley Gritmacher calling another timeout. 15-8, Lacaparle Valley. Here in set one, you're listening to Blackjack and Eagle Volleyball right here on Q92. We'll take a break and be right back.
Farmers, this is your ticket to a bumper harvest. From golden corn rows to lush bean vines, we've got your fields covered. Haas Seeds offers Agra Gold and Golden Harvest seed products for all your seed needs. Contact Seth Haas at 320-444-1601 or Steve at 320-444-0439 today. That's Haas Seeds, Seth and Steve Haas, Madison. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Join me Thursday night for high school football. That's right, Thursday night this week when Lacaparle Valley hosts the number one ranked team in Class A, the Mineota Vikings. 7 o'clock kickoff. That's Mineota and Lacaparle Valley in football. 7 o'clock Thursday night right here on Q92. Tune in.
Lacaparle Valley leading Dawson Boyd in a Camden Conference matchup here tonight in Dawson. And Mikey Ann Elias still at the service line. She's done a tremendous job serving here in set one. Boffin sets up Lund all the way across. Elias digs it up in the back row. Goes over to net. Back to the Eagle side. Jalen Lee with the kill. Her second kill. How about Mikey Ann? Wow. Was the sixth serve in a row. If I do my look at my sheet right here. Serve goes over. The set now by Stratmone. Elias gets it over, and oh, nice job there by number 3, Addison Tufto. Addie Tufto, 5'8", just smoked that one over the net, right at the net. Instead of she went hard down on it. 17-9. Now, there's a lot of Lacaparle students. I can say the same for Dawson Boyd student section. 17-9. Oh, what a dig by Reese Johnson. Swatsky with the back set. And I think that was Jalen Lee again. And it's 18-9. Eagles. Coming in the back row is Claire Stratmone again. Maya Swatsky will serve. 5'7", eighth grader. Sawatsky. There's the whistle from the referee. Run, jump, serve, and it goes into the back row. Up to Boffin. Here's on a slide, and it's Tufto with the kill. Addie Tufto on senior night. Looks like Lindsay is going to get the volleyball. Lindsay Lund. Lindsay committed to play golf, college golf at Winona State this week. Congratulations to Lindsay on her decision to further her career, her golf career. Oh, there's Tufto again with a monster kill. Addie Tufto. She's on fire right now. Keep feeding her the ball. And Lindsay Lund will serve 18-11. And the Blackjacks get back into it here. Down by 7. Swatsky. Lee, soft touch. Blackjacks returning quickly. Swatsky setting up. Amlin from the outside. Blocked at the net by Tufto. Play at the net. And I think the Boffin got it over, and she did. That was close to a net violation there, but Bailey did a nice job. Here's Lindsay's serve again. Oh, it's an ace serve. Tamara Stepanen couldn't get there in time. 3A serves, and now Coach Brooklyn Gould of the Eagles is calling a timeout. 18-13, Eagles lead. And we'll take another break. We'll be back with more volleyball after the word from our fine sponsors.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Canby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Mineota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo in Granite Falls. Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo in Granite Falls, providing Senex premium diesel fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call Farmers Union Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls at 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
All right, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School. We're in set one, and the Eagles lead 19-14. Make that 19-15 after a kill by Reese Johnson. Blackjacks were down 15-8 at one point, and they really run here at the end of set one, but the Eagles still lead by four, and now by five by number four, Brandy Meyer, with her kill, 20-15. 20-15 Eagles. Jalen Lee serves way too long. You want that one back. Point to Austin Boyd. Blackjacks only down by four, 20-16. Mikey Ann Elias comes back in the back row. Serving for the Blackjacks. Goes in the back row. Elias up front to Swatsky, will throw it over. Popping at the net, and winning that one was Brandy Meyer. Point Lacapaul Valley. Serving is Samara Seppinen. Samara, 21-16. We played at 25. Goes in the back row. Stratmon up to Boffin. Here's Johnson from the outside. Blocked at the net, and then a whistle, and it'll be a point for Lacapaul Valley. It's a carry called on Dawson Boyd. 22-16. Nice run by the Blackjacks, but they cut it to four. Now they're down 22-16. Here's Boffin and Johnson from the outside again, and that's blocked by Kahn and Sawatsky. Maya Sawatsky's only listed at 5'7". She jumped like she was 6'5", 6'8". 23-16 Eagles. Seppinen, Samara. Serve by Samara in the Stratmon up the bottom in the center. Here's Wente from the other side, and a nice play. Madeline Wente with the monster kill there. And a nice set by Boffin. 23-17, Blackjacks aren't going quietly here. Reese Johnson, the senior, has the volleyball. Coach Haley Grittmacher showing her where to serve the ball. And it goes into the outside. A face serve for Reese Johnson. 23-8, should be 19, I believe. Johnson's going to serve. There it is again. That's, ooh, way out of bounds. Service there by Reese. 24-18, set point for Lacapaul Valley. Next point for the Eagles. They win the set. And Brandy Meyer gets the honor here to serve. Goes into Reese, passes it up to Boffin. And Yamlin gets it over on her with her left hand. Here's Hamlin. Nice dig by Johnson, but it goes out of bounds, and the Eagles win it. 25-18. 25-18, the first set belongs to Lacaparo Valley. We'll take about a 3-4 minute break here between sets, and we'll be back with more Camden Conference Volleyball right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
Shibble Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hard-working student communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Shibble Mutual agent today. Contact Mitch Gertis at 320-289-2388.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Bex, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Bex and Ridgeview Seeds.
Are you a landowner in Lyon, Lincoln, or Yellow Medicine counties? If so, do you know about Invenergy? We are a Midwest-based sustainable energy provider, and our projects will provide homegrown energy and millions of dollars to these counties through community investment, jobs, and landowner payments. To learn more, visit us at our Marshall Regional Office at 300 West College Drive in Marshall, or give us a call at 507-591-5010.
Welcome back, everybody, to Dawson Boyd High School. Paul Raymoyer for Q92 Sports. The Eagles and the Blackjacks. And the Eagles took the first set, 25-18. And we're just underway here in set two. And Reese Johnson gets the kill and ties it up 1-1. Gets you updated on some of the other Camden Conference games going on. Renville County West leading Renville County West leading Lakeview 1-0. And they're about to win the second set that's being held at Lakeview. Mineota, they're already in, finished two sets. Mineota has beaten Yellow Medicine East the first two sets, 25-19, 25-6. And they just started the third set. Here it's 2-1 Eagles. Eagles lead 1-0. And Brandy Meyer throws it down for a point. Varsity team for the Eagles looking for a sweep. Is C squad 1-3-0, B squad 1-3-0. And here's Peyton Sachs with the serve into the back row. Goes up to, that was Yamlin. Pass it up. Eagles return it back to the Blackjack side. Now Sawatsky Randy Meyer from the outside. I think it was tip. Was it tip? No, it was not. Point Dawson Boyd. 3-2. And serving is senior Bailey Boffin. Homecoming queen. Serves in the Peyton sack. Passes up to Maya Sawatsky to the net. Here's Sawatsky sets up Brandy Meyer. Boom. Brandy Meyer leads with kills with 5. 4-2 Lacapara Valley. Broadcasting high in the back row here in the Dawson Boyd Gymnasium. Thanks for tuning in tonight and tuning in online on KOQPFM.com as well. Caden Perkins is in. She's at the net. And Jalen Lee hit it out of bounds. Point Dawson Boyd. Lindsay Lund's going to come out. Coming in is Tyler Yomlin. Serving is Reese Johnson for Dawson Boyd. 4-3. Blackjacks down by a point. Not anymore. An ace serve for Reese Johnson, her second of the match. She had some good speed on that serve. I mentioned earlier, Reese is really, she's listed at 5'8", but I think she's taller than that. She really grew here. It's last year anyway. 5'4". And number 13 for Lacapara Valley, Samara Seppinen, serves into the back row, goes. Pass it up front. Perkins with a kill. Hayden with her first kill. Number 2, that was Natalia Ritter. She was in. Now Ritter is coming out a senior. And serving is Perkins. Eagles play it up front to Callie Kahn. Here's Bailey Boffin with a back set to Yomlin. Oh, that was Stratmone. And Stratmone gets the job done. Claire Stratmone with a nice hit. Well, eight seniors on this Dawson Boyd volleyball team, senior-led team. And they'll be recognized after the match. And the Blackjacks hit it into the net. And it's tied up 6-6. And Brandy Meyer will serve for Lacapara Valley. Meyer tosses the volleyball in the air, gets it over to net. Blackjacks having a tough time getting up to the net, but hitting it over was Yomlin and Kyler. Kyler Yomlin with the kill. And the Blackjacks have taken the lead 7-6. This is Stratmone serving. She's a left-hander. And she served it long out of bounds. I think about 3 or 4 toddlers running by me here. They want to be on the radio, I think. Hi. How old are you? He's 2. Okay. Yep. 7-7. Elias throws it over. Stratmone. Here's a shot by the Blackjacks. That was Yomlin from the outside. Blocked at the net. That might have been Jalen Lee or Sawatsky. And it's 8-7. And the libero player for the Eagles, Mikey Ann Elias. She has an ace serve so far here in the match. Eagles regain the lead now, 8-7. And Boffin will throw it over, and then she'll hit it over, and Elias passes it up to Sawatsky. Jalen Lee, and saving it is Stratmone, and Boffin can. Nice effort by Bailey, but she had her back towards the net, and then she hit it into the net. 2-point lead now for Lacapara Valley, 9-7. Eagles took the first set, 25-18. Mikey Ann Elias. Sirs, Boffin. Here's Yomlin with her back towards the net. Gets the job done. Tyler Yomlin again. You know, even though Dawson Boyd has some seniors, they got some really good young players. And Stratmone and Yomlin. Not very many sophomores, but it'll be a new team next year for the Black Jacks with all the seniors gone. Brandy Meyer hits a long alley out of bounds. Closer Mavs in set one. 9-9. Golf ball goes in to Sepadin. Swatsky sets up Lee, and we got a net violation on Dawson. Boy, somebody was under the net, crossed the line, and the Eagles regain the lead by 1 point, 10-9. This is Maya Swatsky serving. Serves it in the Perkins. Here's Boffin. Reese Johnson pokes it over their left hand. And Jalen Lee softly touches it over the net for a point for Lacapal Valley. Hey, folks, we got football for you Thursday night. I'll be out at Lacapal Valley High School as the Eagles will host the number one ranked team in the state, the Minnesota Vikings. They must average about 70 points a game. Ranked number one in Class A. Two-time defending state champions. They'll be at Lacapal Valley on Thursday. And serving the ball there was Ritter, and it goes out of bounds. Point Eagles. 12-10, two-point lead for Lacapal Valley. As Peyton Sachs, the sophomore, good golfer Peyton is. Peyton serves, goes in the back row. Boffin. Sets up Perkins all the way across the net, and Caden gets it over. Lee blocked by Boffin. What a play by Reese Johnson and Bailey Boffin. 12-11. Blackjacks trying to take set two here. Boffin is going to serve on senior night here in Dawson. Swatsky sets up. Brandy Meyer does it again. Boy, Swatsky and Meyer work so good with each other. Swatsky, it's a nice set. And Meyer with the kill. Here's Jalen Lee with a tight serve over the net. Stratmone, Johnson. Perkins gets it over on the third hit. Back to the Eagles side. Brandy Meyer missed it. This time the jump there, and it went into the net. Uh-oh. 13-12. One of the little toddlers by me just tumbled down the stairs. He's okay, though. He's tough. There are about four or five toddlers making rounds by me here. You probably can hear them. 13-12. Let's pick up the action. And the ball hit by Stratmon goes out of bounds. Point Eagles. Eagles won the first set 25-18. They're actually leading 15-8. And then the Blackjacks went on a nice run there. Cut it to four. 18-14. Oh, look at Caden Perkins. Oh, my goodness. That was a nice kill by the sophomore, Caden Perkins. Just a one-point lead for Lacapal Valley. 14-13. Perkins serves into Sepadin. Eagles get it over on the third hit. That was Jalen Lee from the back row. Jalen Lee from the back row gets the point. And it's back to a two-point lead, 15-13. Lacapal Valley leading here in set two. Boffin sets up, blocked at the net by Kahn. Back to the Eagles. Here's Swatsky setting up Hamlin. She goes cross court. Yamlin saves it. Stratmon will get it over on the third hit for Dawson Boyd. Swatsky to set to Kahn in the middle. Parsto. Here's Yamlin throws it in the back row. Swatsky. Kahn with a drive and good. Callie Kahn. 16-13 Eagles. Brandy Meyer gets the whistle from the referee on the ladder. Here's the serve by Brandy, and that is way super long. Not even close. Out of bounds. Another service there by the Eagles. Talk with Brooklyn Gould on a Saturday morning coaches show. You know, if we just could cut our airs down. Don't give them 3 points. 16-14. Swatsky setting up. Hamlin from the outside. Oh, what a block by Tufto. Eddie Tufto with a nice block. Addie's lifted. I wonder if these heights are right. 5'8". He seems taller than that. Hey, folks. Blackjack's down by a point. And there's Crypto with a kill. Ties it up. 16-16. Addie Tufto. Stratmon serving for the Blackjacks. Goes into Stefanin. Ooh, Eagles having some trouble. Brandy Meyer gets it over in the from the back row. Brandy Meyer. Here's Yamlin, hits it long. Oh, it's tipped. Point Dawson Boyd. Point Dawson Boyd, and the Blackjacks have taken the lead. 17-16. Coach Brooklyn Gould calling a timeout. So with that timeout, we will take a break and be back with more volleyball right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota.
Purus in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Purus offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Purus team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Purus and apply online at purusfoods.com. Purus, safe people, safe food.
When you choose to deposit your funds with a local community bank like United Prairie, you're not only helping yourself, but you are also helping fund the economic growth of business.
Paul Ramo back here in Dawson tonight for volleyball action. We've got a good set going on here, folks. Tied up 17-17 after the timeout by head coach Brooklyn Gould. And the Eagles lead one set to none. Blackjacks trying to tie it up. One apiece here. And Mikey Ann Elias will serve for Lacabal Valley. Serve is in the Strathmore. And here's Topko, the drive. Stepanin saves it in the back row. The Eagles get it over the net. Nice dig there by Stratmon. Back to the Eagles. Sawatsky setting up Lee. And that's a money ball there. Jalen Lee with their sixth kill. And the Eagles retake the lead. We're going back and forth here. Eagles have a one-point lead, 18-17. Close one, folks. Mike Ann serves in the middle. Goes to Ritter. Here's Tufto, who's been hot lately. Nice dig by Elias in the back row. Oh, I think this might be four hits. No, they get it over on the third hit. Sawatsky setting up Lee in the middle. Soft touch. Good. Nice set by the eighth grader, Sawatsky. Two-point lead for the Eagles, 19-17. And a timeout by Coach Haley Gritmacher. We'll keep it right here this time on the timeout. Get you up to date on some of the other scores in the Camden Conference. Mineota was all over in Granite Falls. Mineota swept Yellow Medicine East three sets to none, 25-19, 25-6, and 25-6. McCray leading Central Minnesota Christian one set to none. McCray won the first game. They're state ranked at number 7. They won the first set 25-23, very close. And then currently in set 2, Central Minnesota Christian leading McCray 18-8. Haven't got an update on the Camby Lancers yet. So the timeout's over. My Coach Gritmacher. Eagles lead by 2, trying to go up 2-0, and the Blackjacks hit it long out of bounds. 20-17, Lacapaw Valley. And Mikey Ann Elias, the serve is high. Goes into Perkins. Boston with the set. Tufto with the monster kill. Boy, she's playing amazing here in set 2. Addie Tufto. Fun to watch her. 2018. Can the Blackjacks come back here? They're down by two. No. Lindsey Lund serves the ball off on the side, making it 21-18. Sawatzky serving. 21-18, La Caparo Valley, the one the first set, 25-18. It's 21-18 now. Boston setting up. Reese, look out. Oh, my goodness. Boy, when those two get together, Boston and Reese, Reese Johnson is just perfection on the kill, on the hit. She is so good at that. Boston setting up Reese here from the middle. Again, they get it done. Boston to Reese Johnson again, folks. And now the Blackjacks just down by a point. Thanks to Boffin and Johnson. Ritter serves. Eagles play it. Sawatzky up to Jalen. Soft touch. No. Blackjacks save it. Here's Lindsey Lund. Sawatzky stepping in, setting up Jalen. Good. Nice step by Stepanin. And it's 22-20 La Caparo Valley. Peyton Sachs off the bench to serve. Eagles 3 points away from going up 2-0 on the Blackjacks. Here's Peyton Sachs. Serve into Stratmon. Boffin with the set to Perkins on a slide. Oh, and then stepping in. Tried to use both hands, and she hit it into the net. 22-21. Point lead for La Caparo Valley. We're getting close to 25. Blackjack serve. Brandy Meyer gets it over. Here's Johnson again. Wow. Boffin setting up Johnson. And, folks, we are tied 22-22. Bailey Johnson serving. Who's going to get the next point? It's vital. It's important. Here's Meyer from the outside, blocked out of bounds. Point La Caparo Valley. They go up 23-22. Callie Kahn comes in for Mikey Ann Elias. Jalen Lee will serve. 23-22. Lindsey Lund passes up to Bailey. Too far. Meyer just pokes it over for the point. And it's set point for La Caparo Valley here in set two. And serving is, no, we're going to have Coach Grittmacher going to call a timeout. Timeout by Coach Grittmacher on set, on the set here. 24-22, we'll keep it right here. Eagles lead 24-22 here in set two. They took the first set 25-8. Team. So, this has been a really close match here in set two. Set one, the Blackjacks jumped out to a 3-0 lead to start the match. And then the Eagles went on a run. They got up 15-8. Blackjacks came back and cut it to 4, 18-14. And then the Eagles hung on there and won at 25-18, set one. But all important next play here. If the Eagles get the point, they'll win the set and go up 2-0 on the Blackjacks. Blackjacks trying to cut it. It's important for the Blackjacks to win this set. They don't want to go down 2-0. Here's Jalen Lee. Timeout's over. Lee serve. Stratmon. Boffin setting up Reese. Puts it over. Sawatzky saves it. And Stepanin tries to throw it over herself. And it's into the net. Point Dawson Boyd. 24-23. Off the timeout. Blackjack serving set point. Here for the Eagles. Sawatzky. Reese Johnson saves it. Perkins hits it and is still alive. And it's off. And the Eagles win it. 25-23. What a set that was between these two teams. So La Caparo Valley goes up 2-0 on Dawson Boyd. We'll take about a 3-4 minute break. Come back with set three from Dawson Boyd High School right after this.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Dan Zeeson at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates, or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
In the market, contact Mindac Roofing out of Ortonville. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. They do roof replacement, claim management, damage identification, estimates, and roof installation. Call Jake at 320-760-3437 or check them out on the web at mindacroofing.com.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota High Schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game.
You in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Miniota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Miniota. When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know, Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
Paul Ramo back here in Dawson. In Dawson tonight, Eagles lead the Blackjacks 2-0. There's Reese Johnson, another kill to start set three. Eagles took the first set 25-18. And they just finished a very close set with the Blackjacks, but beating the Blackjacks 25-23. So here we are in set three. The Eagles win this set. They'll win the match. Blackjacks have their work cut out for them. They'll have to win the next three sets here. Not impossible. Right now, the Jacks up 3-0 like they were in set one. They jumped out to 3-0 lead. Got to give a shout-out to the Minnesota Lynx in the WNBA. They're leading Connecticut in Game 5, 53-34. So, good, best of luck. I hope they have a good second half. Here it's 3-1. Here's Peyton Sachs serving for Lacapaul Valley. We're in set three. Serve goes into Stratmon. Poffin, who's done a nice job setting. And there's Jalen again. With another kill for Jalen Lee. she reached a milestone last week with her 500th kill. Now, that doesn't seem a lot because you usually celebrate 1,000 kills in your career. But Jalen's only been playing varsity, I think this is her second year. That's amazing when you think about it. All right, 3-2, Dawson. Boy, nice dig there by Mikey and Elias. Perkins will pass it up to Boffin. Here's Johnson, and smoked that one again. Boy, she is fun to watch, Reese Johnson. I don't know what grade Reese was in, maybe an 8th grader, 9th grader when she started playing varsity. Oh, there's a nice kill by Brandy Meyer, but Reese Johnson, I think mostly know my story there. I was introducing her, doing the State Farm Insurance starting lineups at one volleyball match. And I called her Reese Witherspoon, the movie actress. And people don't let me forget that. So there's my embarrassing moment, one of my broadcasts. All right, here's Reese from the other side. And she knocks that one down. And it's 5-3, Dawson Boyd here in set three. Yeah, my wife and I, the night before, just got done watching the Johnny Cash Reese Witherspoon movie. And I had that on my mind, and I just said, Reese Witherspoon. And somebody corrected me. There's Reese Johnson again. 1, 2, 7, 8, 9, 10 kills. I got Reese Johnson, 10 kills tonight. And the Jacks have a 6-3 lead. And there's an ace served by the Blackjacks, Ritter. Excuse me, Bailey Boffin. Bailey Boffin. Yeah, Bailey Boffin with the ace serve. She's played well tonight, too. Bailey serve goes into Meyer. She hits it over on one hit, and Perkins can't return it. 7-4. Blackjacks are up by 4 there. Now 7-4, they're up by 3. Stepping in serves into the back row. Goes to Perkins, up to Bailey Boffin, the center. Reese Johnson, partially blocked that time by Kahn. Swatsky sets up, Lee from the back row. Jalen, 10 kills for Jalen Lee, the senior. Should mention they're going to recognize the Dawson Boyd seniors after the match tonight with the parents and stuff. And there's an ace serve for Samara stepping in. Samara with the serve. She's a good volleyball player. Eagles can tie it up. They're down by a point now, 7-6. The serve goes into Ritter. Bailey. Johnson hits the net. She plays it off the net. And double hit there. Tied up 7-7. 7-7 now. Samara will serve again for Lacapaul Valley. Eagles up 2-0. Johnson from the outside. I tell you, she hits the ball so hard. It's just, it's fun to watch. It's a different speed with Reese. She's serving now. Blackjacks, eighth serve by Johnson. She is doing everything tonight. 9-7, Dawson Boyd, 2-point lead, set three. Reese will get the volleyball again. I know she plays summer volleyball. Serve goes in the step, and then she into the air, goes into the ceiling. Comes down, Lee will play it over the net. Bailey Boffin, the set to Perkins in the middle, blocked by Pond. Blackjacks get it over on the third hit. Here's Swatsky setting up. Meyer, good. Brandy Meyer. 9-8, Blackjacks leading by 1 point. And the Eagles will serve in number 4, Brandy Meyer. Here's Brandy's serve. Hits the net, goes over. That's playable. Blackjacks play it nice. Stratmon throws it deep in the corner. Stepping in, up to Sawatsky. Here's Tally Khan in the middle of the floor. Boston digs it up. Lindsay Lund will now get it over. Good volley going on here. Here's Myers Khan with a big hit. Bailey Boffin saves it. And then the Blackjack hit it into the net. 9-9. Tied up. And Brandy Meyer puts the Eagles ahead with an ace serve. Brandy Meyer puts the Eagles up 10-9. Oh, and then Brandy's next serve goes into the net. A service error there for the Eagles. 10-10. And Perkins just served the ball out of bounds. Put the Eagles back up on top, 11-10. And Mikey Ann Elias comes off the bench to serve. She's the libero player wearing the red jersey. Mikey Ann gets the look there from Coach Brooklyn Gould where to serve the ball. She serves it in the middle. Lindsay Lund to Bailey Boffin. Here's Tufto! Good, Addie Tufto! Addie has 7 kills. She had a great set, too. And Stratmon gets the whistle. There's the serve by the lefty. Goes into Brandy Meyer. Passes it up to Sawatsky. Jalen Lee! Kaboom! Jalen Lee. 11 kills for Jalen. Eagles back up on top, 12-11. Sawatsky, the eighth grader, run jump serve. Eagles up by 1 point. Goes into the back row to Ritter. Up to Boffin. Here's Lindsay Lund. Was it touched? It goes out of bounds. No, it was not. Point Eagles. 13-11. Coach Haley Grittmacher wants a timeout. We'll take a commercial break. Eagles up 2-0. And in set three, they're up by 2 points, 13-11. We'll be back in about a minute.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Sports is also sponsored by the Ortonville Area Health Services that provides general nursing care and pool nurse duties with dedicated care in a progressive health care system. To learn more, call 320-839-4125. That's the Ortonville Area Health Services.
Wouldn't you rather buy your insurance from a friend you can depend on, like the United Prairie Agency? Their agents work very hard to be just that, dependable insurance friends to each policyholder. You'll find them committed to excellence in insurance products, fair competitive rates, and above all, top flight service. United Prairie Agency, a friend you can depend on. And now's the time to stop in and update your coverage. That's United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building in Madison, or give them a call at 598-7541.
Paul Ramo back here in Dawson tonight. Thanks for tuning in. The Eagles lead the Blackjacks 2-0. We're in set three. It's been back and forth until lately. Now the Eagles go up by 4 points, 15-11. If the Eagles win this set, they'll win the match. Here's Sawatsky with the serve. In the Perkins up, Perkins passes up to Boffin. Tufto. Point Eagles, I think. No, they're going to give it to the Blackjacks. Nice job by Tufto. Addie's played well tonight. And Kyler Yamlin will serve for Dawson Boy. Down by three. Here in set three in the Stepanin. Here's Jalen Lee from the outside. Nice dig by Perkins. And we got a whistle. I'm not sure what the call was there. It's against Dawson Boy. Now Coach Haley Grittmacher coming over to talk to the floor referee. I'm not sure what happened there. Haley is talking with the floor referee, wanting to know what that was about. And, it's a point for the Eagles now, Lockefall Valley. There's Payton. Sack, high serve into the back row. Poffin sets up. Johnson blocked at the net by Jalen Lee. And Seppinen were there. And it's 17-12. And a timeout by Dawson Boyd. Take another commercial break. The Eagles lead 17-12 here in set three. We'll be right back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
All right, timeout's over. The Eagles lead in set three here, 17-12. Hawk Paul leading Dawson Boyd two sets to none. They won the first set 25-18. Won a very close set in set two, 25-23. Timeout's over by Coach Grittmacher, and there's Addy Tufto again. 17-13. Tufto's adding up the stats here. 8 kills for Tufto. Ritter will serve Nataya. 17-13 Eagles. Eagles get the 25 first. They win the match 3-0. Blackjacks trying to force the set 4. Now a net violation. Somebody ran it in the net for the Eagles. Don't touch the net. Don't breathe on the net. Point Dawson Boyd. 17-14. Ritter serves again. Back row. Peyton Sachs bumps it up to Seppinen. Here's Brandy Meyer at the net. Blackjacks. Perkins from the outside. Big hit. Elias with the dig for Lacapaul Valley. Jalen Lee gets it over on the third hit. Here's Bailey Boffin setting up. Perkins from the outside. Good. Nice set by Bailey Boffin. Perkins with her third kill. Hey, the Blackjacks are coming back. They're only down by two now, 17-15. Serve goes in, and Elias, he hits it too far up into the net, and the Eagles can't play it. Folks, it's 17-16. 17-16. Blackjacks can tie it up here. Ritter serves again. Goes into Elias. She passes up to Sawatsky. Here's Brandy Meyer from the outside. What a dig by Ritter. Eagles, nice dig by Ritter in the back row. Perkins throws it over. Good. Dawson Boyd scores. Perkins. Give credit to Natalia Ritter with an outstanding, the best dig of the night there by Ritter. Folks, we're tied 17-17. Black Eagles, get it over. Oh, the guy, this is four hits. No, it's three hits. Okay. Here's Johnson, blocked by Brandy Meyer. Here's Perkins, and oh, it goes over. Seppinen, Sawatsky. Eagles got to get it over, and they do. Tied up 17. Boffin setting up Perkins all the way across. Score! Dawson Boyd takes the lead, 18-17. And Coach Brooklyn Gold calls the timeout. What a comeback by the Blackjacks here in set three. We'll take a commercial break and be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lacapaul Clinic, high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Fieldmaster Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay-up pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lacapaul Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
The Jacks lead 18-17 as they come out of commercial break. The Eagles tie it up. 18-18. Folks, nice comeback by the Blackjacks there to tie it up. Coach Brooklyn Gould called a timeout. We're in set three, and there's a service there. Jalen Lee was serving the ball, and she served it into the net. And that gives the 19th point to the Blackjacks. 19-18. Blackjacks up by one. Eagles lead 2-0. Blackjacks trying to force a set four. Eagles win this set, and they win the match. Meyer, here's Perkins will get it over. Nice job by Elias in the back row. Brandy Meyer with a monster kill. 10 kills for Brandy Meyer. She's tied it up 19-19. We got a close match here between the Eagles and the Blackjacks, folks. Stepping in serves for Lacapaw Valley in the back row to Stratmone. Poffin setting up Breach, and she hits it long out of bounds. Boy, they've been connecting well. Poffin and Reese Johnson, not that time. And the Eagles retake the lead 20-19. Seppanen, Samara, serves, tosses the ball in the air, gets into the back row. To Yamlin. Poffin will set it, he'll throw it over instead of setting. Now Swatsky setting up Brandy Meyer, a little off balance there, but Brandy got it over on the third hit. There's Reese Johnson, get out of the way. Whoa. 10, 11, 12, 13 kills for Reese Johnson on senior night. Ties it up, folks, 20-20. 20-20. Who's going to get the 25 first? Here in set three, Meyer uses her left hand. Lindsay Lund saves it. Here's Perkins hits it in the back row. Too far. And an easy kill for Caden Perkins, her fifth kill of the match. And that puts the Blackjacks up by 1 point. 21-20. Reese Johnson, run jump serve. Into the back row. Lee decides to play it. Elias, Brandy gets it over. Boffin setting up one from the outside, and Lindsay mistimed it, and we're tied 21-21. Abby Hamlin comes off the bench, 21-21. Eagles serving to Lindsay Lund. Boffin. Now Yamlin, that was Stratmone that got it over. Here's Swatsky. A drive by Hamlin. Nice take by Reese Johnson, but it's going to go out of bounds. Nice job by Abby Hamlin. Eagles retake the lead, 22-21. Hamlin comes in for a run. And the Eagles lead 3 points to win it. And, oh, my goodness, Brandy Meyer with a service error there. And we're tied up, 22-22. Caden Perkins, the sophomore, serving for Dawson Boyd. Next point is huge, and then from Dawson Boyd. Point, ace serve for Caden Perkins. 23-22. Ooh, this next point is big here, folks. Who's going to get this next point? 23-22, Jacks. Meyer hits it long out of bounds. It's set point for Dawson Boyd, 24-22, and the Dawson fans are going nuts. The students are anyway. Timeout by head coach Brooklyn Gould. We'll keep it right here as we don't want to miss the last point here. Boy, this one's been a battle the whole time. Blackjacks jumped out 3-0 lead. Eagles tied it up 7-7, took the lead. I don't think anybody's led more than 3 points the whole set. An exciting set here. Blackjacks trying to force a set four. Eagles trying to win the match. 24-22. Coach Brooklyn Gould, a little animated in the huddle down there. All right, both teams coming back on the floor, folks. Blackjacks get the next point. We're going to play another set. Eagles come back and win it. They're 3 points away. They win the match. Here we go. Caden Perkins will serve. Set point for Dawson Boyd. There's the serve in the lead. Passes it up to Hamlin. Conn will throw it over on the third end. Back to the Dawson side. And Bailey Boffin. Oh, point block of Powell Valley. Bailey tried to set. I think she slipped on the force. And she kind of fell down as she was setting. She was trying to get tough, though. But it's still set point for Dawson Boyd. It's 24-23 now. Mikey Anna Elias will serve for Lacapal Valley. Serve is high. Goes in the back row. Boffin. Here's Stratmon. Gets it over. And it's out. And we're tied 24-24. The Eagles have come back. Down by two at the timeout. But you got to win by two. You got to win by two. Elias serves in the Ritter. Here's Lund. Gets it high, long, out of bounds. Now, it's set point for Lacapal Valley, 25-24. 25-24 Eagles. Mikey and Elias trying to win it here for Lacapal Valley. Here we go, folks. Mikey Ann serve. And it goes into the back row. Here's Boffin with the set. The tough throw in the middle. Blocked by Lee. Sawatsky will throw it over on the third hit. Stratmon setting up. Tough throw with a drive. Sawatsky with the set. Lee finishes. Oh, what a save by Perkins. And the Blackjacks get it over on the third hit. Match point. And Javen Lee finishes it for the Eagles. And the Eagles win it 26-24. What a match. What a set that was. Wow. That's all I can say. Wow. 26-24, Lacapal Valley. The Blackjacks had the Eagles at set point 24-22. And could not get it done. Shaking hands under the net, and that's a wrap. Well, actually, it's not a wrap because we got the post-game show coming up here. We're going to talk, I think, with both coaches. So we'll take a break, couple-minute break. We'll come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Dawn Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. Estate Kemp, thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 320-598-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 320-598-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services. services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services. Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Hi, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. And your final, the Eagles sweep the Blackjacks 3-0, 25-18. Then two very close sets in set two, 25-23. Set three, 26-24. Wow. With me is head coach Brooklyn Gould of the Eagles. Congratulations, Brooklyn. That was a tight one again.
It was. It really was.
Well,
I'm glad we were fighting, though.
Set three was amazing. I mean,
yeah.
The Blackjacks had you down 24-22. You called that timeout. What'd you tell the girls at that timeout?
I think normally in those situations where we're up two sets and, like, we're down, I told the girls, I was like, normally we would just, like, throw our hands up in the air and give up, you know? So I kind of came up with a game plan. I told Callie, I was like, I want you running outside. Abby, I want you running right side, and I want us passing middle. And they didn't pass middle, but it worked out because Abby used to set for us, and she was on the right side anyway. So, I just think, you know, we did a good job fighting through the difficult parts, and we didn't get so down on ourselves today. So,
okay.
Yeah,
you've had a busy week. You're up in Wheaton last night, swept the Warriors 3-0, now here tonight.
And now we have a break to our last game on Tuesday. So it'll be nice because we had a lot this week. We had a tournament this weekend, too. So.
Yeah, that's right. Talk about some of your players tonight.
Yeah. I thought Maya Slotsky, she's our setter, and she does a terrific job. I don't think I've had a single game where she's been off. You know, she does a great job putting the ball for our hitters. I have her down for 27 assists. And, you know, she does a great job in the back row, too. Like, I heard the Dawson girls saying, let's hit at the setter. I'm like, well, maybe good luck because she's actually pretty good at digging balls. Kill-wise, Brandy Meyer had 10, Jalen Lee had 13, Abby Omlin had 2, and Callie Kahn had 3. Dig-wise, I think Mikey Ann, she does a terrific job. She, like, again, too, like, same thing with Maya. She doesn't really have an off game at all. She's digging up balls, and I think that first set I kind of told the girls, I was like, Johnson, she can hit the ball. We know that, but we're not just going to settle for not going for it. And then literally right after that happened, that timeout I said, we went out there and Mikey did an amazing dig. So, I thought the girls did a good job listening to me today and really trying to better the block and getting up balls. And
I thought Mikey Ann played really well in the back row. And, Jalen played outstanding again, your senior. Boy, she's going to be missed next year.
Yeah,
you know, I said during the, I wasn't quite sure about this, but I know she picked up her 500 kill earlier.
Yep, she did.
And that's amazing because she's only played. How
two
long
years.
Is okay, that's what I thought.
Her first year, the first year I coached was this would be my third year. So my first year as coach, she was playing in the middle, but she didn't get very many sets because we had, like, Paige Meyer and Sheridan Evenson and stuff. So she had less than 100 kills her first year, so she pretty much racked up 500 in the last 2 years.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, and Brandy Meyer, she's probably, I think, less than 20 now away from her 500, too.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good milestones there.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the first set. Dawson Boyd jumped out, you jumped out to a 15-8 lead, and then they had a nice run. They cut it to 4.
Yeah.
But you held on there, 25-18.
Yeah, and that rotation, you know, we sometimes get stuck in that rotation, and, I think the main problem was our serve receive, and usually we don't have much trouble with our serve receive. So, our front row didn't really get an opportunity to swing at the ball, but We were able to kind of figure that out and walk through that too, and yeah.
Set two, you won 25-23. I don't think anybody had more than a 2-point lead the whole set. Yep. It was just back and forth.
Right. And, you know, and we have to give Johnson credit. She's a great hitter, you know, and she's got that fast arm swing, too. So it's hard when our block isn't focusing on, you know, her arm swing and just worry about getting up. So, yeah, I thought it was good. We got some blocks on her today, which felt good because we need that before going into section.
Yeah, that's
too,
right.
So.
That's right. So, yeah, and then the third set of just a fantastic set there, 26-24.
Mm-hmm.
And so you sweep Wheaton last night, three sets tonight. You sweep the Blackjacks.
Yeah.
You're kind of on a roll. That's what you want to do when you're going to go in the section. So.
Yeah, yeah. And we play CMCS next week, and we played them, and that's our parent senior night and Dig Pink night, so very busy night for us.
Is that next Tuesday?
Yep, and that's our last home game. And you know, we played them over the weekend, and the first set was 20-25, and we missed, like, 6-7 serves and stuff. So I think we can compete with them as long as we're all consistent and holding on our ears.
Well, right now they're playing the state-ranked McRae, and McRae's leading 2-1, but Central Minnesota Christian has a 10-7 lead there in set four. So they're playing the state-ranked team pretty tough there.
Yeah, right, yep.
And Mineota swept Yellow Medicine East 3-0. Renville County West swept Lakeview 3-0. It's going to be a heck of a section.
It is. And, you know, the weekend, too, we watched McRae and RTR, and McRae ended up beating RTR at the tournament.
Oh, yeah.
So I just feel like, you know, it's kind of like whoever's going to show up and whoever's going to be consistent, you know, it's going to make a huge difference in sections. So I don't know how I'm going to rank it. I got the email the other day. I'm like, I don't even know where to start here.
Now, when is the seedings come out? Is that after Tuesday?
It's Wednesday night, I think. Yeah, Wednesday or Thursday next week.
Okay,
yeah.
And then the sections start the following Tuesday.
Following Monday.
Well, following
the 21st
Monday.
Is the first section game, so that'll be yours.
Okay. Workers recognizing the seniors here, and we're going to talk with Haley in a little bit, so we'll give Jalen a Neonatal T-shirt. I decided we're going to name Jalen Lee a player of the game again.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why not?
Yeah, she doesn't.
She made a big difference.
Yeah, and she you know, she's actually going to watch a college game tomorrow. She has a couple colleges looking at her.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Well, good for her.
Yeah, I'm very proud of her, and, you know, Brandy, too. It's all the senior girls. It's going to be a hard senior night next week.
Oh, yeah. Well, it is. See, Dawson's got 8 of them.
Yeah.
And they're all good volleyball players, aren't they?
Yes.
All right, thanks a lot.
That's
Brooklyn. Appreciate it. And if you send Jalen up here, we'll get her a T-shirt. I think she's got about a dozen of them.
Probably.
In her career. So. Thanks,
okay,
Brooklyn.
Okay, thanks, Paul.
Yep. Brooklyn Gould, the head coach of the Lacapra Valley Eagles. And we're going to visit with Haley Grittmacher, I think, unless she's talking to some parents. And anyway, let's go through the scores again. The Eagles sweep the Blackjacks 25-18, 25-23, and 26-24 tonight here in Dawson. Our Neonito Subway player of the game is senior Jalen Lee with 13 kills and 3 blocks for Jalen tonight. And so congratulations, Jalen, our Ag Plus Cooperative play of the game, play of the match. I'm going with Reese Johnson with a couple of her hard kills. You know, you see girls like Taylor Reese. Remember Taylor Reese back in the day, how hard she hit? Well, Reese is right there, and she hits it really hard. So our Ag Plus Cooperative play of the game is one of the kills that went 100 miles an hour. I had a speed gun. Just kidding. So that was a good play there. Anyway, I don't think Coach Grittmacher is going to be able to make it up here. She's talking with parents on her on senior night and talked to some of the seniors here tonight. I lost my paper. Anyway, so no, I don't see Haley coming up here. So we'll just turn it back to you at the studio. It's our next broadcast come Thursday. I'll be at Lacapra Valley for football. That's right, Thursday night. No Friday night football. Thursday night, Lacapra Valley is going to host the Mineota Vikings, 7 o'clock kickoff. That's Thursday. Thanks to Phil back at the studio for running the board, and thanks everyone for listening to our fine sponsors here on Q92. Once again, your final score, Lock Paw Valley 3, Dawson Boyd nothing. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Bird, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Koppelman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludwigs and Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Purus in Dawson, Minnesota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludwigs and County, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.